The slag that had once been the DR-919A lay 30 meters in an unrecognizable mass of blindingly bright metal, glowing out from the crater it had blasted into the Gorog Neschip. A steady torrent of flotsam was pouring into the immense hole from the surrounding decks. Dead killix and stony hunks of spitcrete, and three lengths of twisted durasteel that looked suspiciously like turbo laser barrels. Gushing out of the surrounding walls were several cones of white vapor, air or water or some other vital substance shooting out of broken conduits into the cold vacuum of space. Luke felt nothing from the crater itself, but the force was filled with ripples from the surrounding area, all very sharp and erratic, as stunned Gorog struggled to figure out what had just happened. Unfortunately, the confusion did not extend to Lomi Plo. She was still touching him through the force, filling him with the same cold ache he had been experiencing since they entered the Tuscan's eye. Luke stepped away from the escape pod's viewing port, then pulled up his tunic and turned his back to Han. "Do it, Han."
"You sure about this?"
Han asked.
"Even on stun at this range, you're going to get burned."
"Now, Han," Luke ordered, "before Gorog starts to sort things out."
"All right," Han said. "No need to get."
A searing pain exploded across Luke's back, and he dropped to his knees. Even calling on the Force to bolster himself, it took all of his willpower to remain conscious. He let the pain fill him, gathering it up and directing it down into the pit of his stomach, where he felt Lomi Plo's chill touch. Something released inside, like a knot coming undone, and the cold ache vanished all at once. Luke reached out to his companions, gathering their presences into a single bunch, then shut them all off from the Force. They let out a collective gasp of surprise.
"I'm hiding us from Lomi Plo," Luke explained.
"With any luck, she'll think we died in the crash too." Luke went to June's side and pointed out the pilot's viewport toward a section of deck hanging free just inside the rim of the crater.
"Put the pod over there. We need to get out of this thing before Gorog sees it."
June dropped them into the crater. The temperature inside climbed rapidly as they drew closer to the molten remains of the DR-919A, and the pod gave a noticeable jerk when it entered the Nest ship's artificial gravity. June sat the pod down on the sagging edge of a deck section, surrounded by antennas and dishes and data feeds, all of it very un-Killick-looking, and all of it arranged around a half-melted relay station.
"They had help building these things,"
Han said, peering out the pod's viewport.
"And a lot of it. That heat sensor looks Balmoran. And the signals package is definitely a Kuat Drive Yard's eavesdropper."
"Probably had help from the pirates, financed by the Black Mambrosia trade," Luke said.
"But we'll sort that out later. Right now, we need to get to those hyperdrives."
"Good idea."
Han opened the pod survival pack and sprayed Luke's back with Bactisav, then passed him a blaster and took one for himself.
"Any idea how we're going to get there through a nest full of bugs?"
"We're not going to go through them," Luke said.
He pulled the top of his vac suit over his shoulders and began to seal the closures.
"We're going to go around them."
June frowned and stopped short of pulling his helmet visor down.
"I don't understand."
"Outside the ship." Luke secured his own helmet to the collar ring. "By crawling across the hull."
"I was afraid that's what you had in mind," Han said.
Luke lowered his visor, then picked up the heavy survival pack and turned toward the hatch. Han and the others sealed their own vac suits. Then they all left the escape pod and started to push it toward the still glowing crater. A shudder ran through the deck. They all scrambled back, afraid it was about to collapse. But the deck remained where it was. The shuddering grew stronger. The severed lines and equipment dangling on the walls began to bounce around soundlessly. Then Han's voice came over the vac suit comm system.
"We'd better wait a while."
He pointed out through the crater hole, where the pirate's unnamed planet was starting to glide by ever more rapidly.
I'm not sure I want to be crawling around outside when this thing goes into hyperspace.